races across the country are pretty heated as Democrats seek to unseat Republican representatives and take control of the House. But here in Louisiana, incumbents in congressional races have strong leads, and they're mostly Republican. So could there be any surprises in this election?
Probably not. There's some indications that there could be higher engagement due to early voting numbers, but across the board, historic election patterns indicate and war chest indicate that these incumbents look pretty safe.
Okay. And this election comes on the heels of a pretty sobering report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That report predicted devastating impacts of climate change in coming decades. And the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 6th districts here in Louisiana may be some of the most vulnerable in the country to sea level rise. Are the candidates in those districts talking about long-term plans to address climate change?
They are, and it's, you know, it depends on who you ask what those definitions mean. But in the delegation, Congressman Garrett Graves is kind of the that's his policy niche. He's a data nerd. He's worked in state government on that level. He's worked in the federal government on that level. So he knows about flooding. He knows about coastal issues. You also have Steve Scalise over on the southeastern portion of the state and Congressman Higgins. They're all engaged on coastal-related issues and coastal erosion. And in terms of climate change, you're just going to be hard-pressed to find a Republican from the state delegation who's going to just wrap their arms around that, save Congressman Cedric Richmond, who does represent Orleans and that surrounding region.
So they're talking more about land loss, but without the context of rising seas associated with climate change.
Subsidence is part of the conversation that these members of Congress are having. But to have one of them kind of jump up and just all of a sudden champion that the science behind climate change, I think would be unusual.
And if all of the incumbents win, what might be the implications for environmental policies in Louisiana?
Right. So there's two personalities to watch. One is Cedric Richmond. He is currently the chairman of the Black Caucus. And he's, if Democrats take control, he's on the short list kind of for Speaker of the House. His name's kind of been floated in Politico. And then, of course, Whip Steve Scalise, if Republicans regain the majority, you know, there's still an outside chance he could end up running for Speaker of the House as well. And so you got a Democrat and a Republican. You know, I think in this particular case, the politics there are pretty obvious.
Let's zoom into the local level a little here. So Plaquemines Parish is going to elect a new president, and officials there have been arguing over the parish's involvement mm-hmm. in these lawsuits against oil and gas companies. A lot of coastal parishes have filed these lawsuits over the past few years, but now some in Plaquemines want to pull out. So how has that come into play during this election season?
Really, it came into play during the last election cycle when you saw groups like the Louisiana Oil and Gas Association engage on these local level races, parish level races, and not only in Plaquemines, but in the other parishes where these lawsuits were filed as well. And I would imagine that they're going to continue to spend money on these elections in the future as well.
And one of the candidates, Amos Cormier, has also been an outspoken critic of the planned Mississippi River diversions in that area south of New Orleans. So how might this local race shake out, and what's really at stake there?
Well, you know, the river diversions in the coastal master plan is something that has attracted controversy like a lightning rod, like a third rail since day one. It's certainly going to take more than just a parish president, less a freshman parish president, to really kind of shift the tide, so to speak, on that. But when it comes down to these oil and gas lawsuits, you know, that's where the numbers start to matter on the parish council itself.
Thank you so much, Jeremy Alford, editor of Law Politics Weekly.
It's good to be here. Thank you.